Hey, I'm Max. I'm the founder of Zero Impact. We recycle waste coffee grounds into coffee briquettes. But when we're not doing that in the day, we have a little podcast that we've been developing. And it's a behind the scenes look at our day to day, talking to other clean energy advocates and folks in the sustainability arena. Well, all of this couldn't have been possible without the help of our amazing intern, Jen Marcocci. I had a little sit down with her in our studio last week to reflect on her time with us at Zero Impact and some of the stuff that she learned, and we hope you enjoy it. Good stuff. So it's really, really funny and exciting to be me interviewing you in this way. But Jen, you are an amazing intern who has been part of the Zero... Oh, you're welcome. Part of the Zero Impact journey for the last couple of months now, helping us with marketing. How did you learn about Zero Impact and why did you want to work with us?
So I found out about Zero Impact through my university. They sent out a flyer with a bunch of companies we could apply to, and I had a friend who worked for a fintech startup, and she had nothing but nice things to say about it. So she really forced me and said that I should really take up the offer, and I was all for it as well. What Zero Impact does is very new and exciting and sustainable. That's how I found out about Zero Impact, and that's kind of why I wanted to join. So I came back from exchange and then kind of headed straight into this role that I didn't really have that much experience in. So it's just been a crazy journey learning and meeting people and just like taking everything that comes to you, like every opportunity that's thrown at you, you just take it. Yeah, so I think a really funny thing that we learnt very quickly, Max and I, was when we were trying to birth this podcast, was it that we had to create more transparency of the company. So when people were questioning what is Zero Impact, what is the podcast about, we quickly had to make up a guest pack. However, we did tend to that. It's a very good guest pack. There was a lot of effort put into it, but it was just a funny realization because it's that lack of knowledge, but that learning curve that's basically sums up the whole startup commitment, just like continuous learning.
Wow.
Yeah.
Awesome. It's so amazing that you've come on this growth journey with us. And I love learning stuff as well. And I think it's definitely a key attribute of like being in that startup ecosystem. Like, what do you think the biggest thing you've learned so far from the experience?
I think almost like, sounds really cliche, but you can just do anything if you try hard enough. When I hear about Zero Impact and like the moves that you're making, it's just like you just go for it and you just do it. Like you don't second guess it, and you always say yes. And I just think that was something that I learned. Like your capabilities are more than you think. Like you just have to apply them and have the confidence to do so. I found that a lot with the podcast and a lot with the Instagram, how we workshopped a lot of what we wanted to put up there and stuff like that. We had to make the direction and we had to test out a few ideas. And as I made the podcast, I definitely watched a lot of YouTube tutorials on how to edit. Yeah. And that was fun. <We're both learning. laughs> And here we are.
And I think that podcast is actually just turned out to be so much more work than I think we both ever imagined.
No, but it's so good. Like, I love it. It just feels like I've really done something. Like, I'm not coming out of the end like, what did I do? I've done internships in the past for bigger corporations where I just come out being like, what did I achieve?
What was my impact? I think that's most impact? People.
You know?
Most people in their 9 to 5.
But then when I come out, when I look back on Zero Impact, I'm like, I achieved a lot. Like, it's not even the achieving bit as well. It's also just what I learned. It's just there's just such a wealth of knowledge now about the startup world, which not many people actually know about or like care to know that exists. Awesome. But once you're in it, it's like, this should be your whole world. Why isn't this everywhere?
Oh, amazing.
Kind of thing. Yeah. So keep doing you.
Oh, thank you. It becomes a really, if you love learning and you just love like doing shit.
Yeah.
I think it is the best job in the world. Like,
yeah, it's so good.
Oh, it's so fun.
And it's different every day as well.
Different, varied, and you work with the best people. Like, literally,
like-minded.
The best people. Oh, it's awesome. But so, where to from next? Like, what are you doing after the internship? Like, what's your. What do you want to do?
This question. No, I think yeah, I'll finish studying. I want to do a postgrad, 3 years. I'm going down the marketing line, though, just in other areas of my life. Like, the internships opened up a lot of other doors in terms of getting on committees at university societies. I had a tutor offer me a job within, like, a European association to do, which is, like, connected to the UN. And I've also, like, afforded the opportunity to help this other, like, startup initiative in Melbourne to help market their products. And I'd be working with someone who's been in marketing. So it's a mentoring kind of situation. And just doing one thing in marketing when I didn't even have much of a thought about where it would take me has brought me here. Mm. And I just, like, yeah, I don't think I've ever imagined that I'd be here, but that's kind of where I'm going.
Awesome. It's been an absolute pleasure, and I'm so happy that we've been on this journey together, and I've learned so much from you as well.
I'm happy to hear.
Like, honestly, just working, I don't know, like, trying to kind of inspire that the team. I know it's just like two of us, but like, inspire the team, and kind of me trying to understand, like, be clear of what I'm instructing, and not this crazy, because I'm just like this mad.
Yeah, solo, like, I often found that I didn't know whether I was overstepping with Max, but because, but hopefully everything I said was constructive.
I think, honestly, that is the best thing in startups, in business. Someone's actually going to disagree with you and say no, because there's a lot of people that just want to say yes, and you're like, that's not useful for anyone. So, like, say no to me all the time.
Okay, I'll keep
it. So, lots of crazy ideas. But
just message you no every 3 days.
All right, awesome. Yeah. Well, thanks, Jen. Wish you the best, and please stay in touch.
Yeah.
And we're really stoked for you and your future as
I'm really excited to see where Zero Impact goes. I know that there's big things in the works.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thanks for listening. Keep your eyes and ears peeled over the next couple of weeks, as we're coming out with a new and improved podcast, Getting to Zero Impact. It's really a very personal and intimate journey of our startup journey as a company, but it's also exploring the wider issues in sustainability, stuff that is very topical and very important to kind of explore. And we sit down with politicians, to leaders in the startup and entrepreneurial space, to cafe owners and coffee roasters. And it's a really exciting, broad area of which we can talk about the stuff that we want to do, and hopefully you find it interesting as well. So stay tuned for that. But until then, keep living with that zero impact life, #ZILife.